Welcome to Unconventional Success, where we are rewriting the rules for female solopreneurs. I'm your host, Tiffany Dawson, a business and mindset coach. I help women who value freedom to earn the income they need to facilitate the lifestyle they want. I'll share interviews with successful female founders and my own tips on how to build a bulletproof mindset, make your own rules for your reality, and think strategically about your business, so you can earn free-flowing revenue while spending quality time with your family. Remember, you can do life and business in a totally unconventional way and be wildly successful at the same time. The only person you need permission from is you. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Unconventional Success, or if this is your first time listening, a very warm welcome to you. This podcast is all about breaking those conventional rules that people say you need to follow if you want to grow a thriving business. And this kind of brings me on to something I posted on LinkedIn the other day. You know how all the hardcore entrepreneurs out there talk about having this super rigid, consistent, and very, very taxing morning routine? So you might have heard of the 5 a.m. club or all of this stuff that they do in the mornings, and it's like at 5 o'clock I wake up and I do this meditation, and then I have a cold water shower, and then I have a glass of lemon salt water and all this stuff. So it's like, this is the optimal routine. But to be honest, I am in a stage of life where I can't necessarily do that. I don't have an optimal morning routine that's super consistent every morning because I wake up each morning with a toddler. And I've tried to have this sort of rigid morning routine because everyone tells me that this is what needs to be done to be successful. But in reality, most of the time, mid-meditation, I will hear milk shouted at me through the baby monitor. So it's not the most relaxing when you're trying to do a meditation knowing that your child might scream at you at any second because they've woken up. And if Harry wakes up and I open the door and that bottle is not directly in his mouth straight away, all hell breaks loose. So morning routines in my current phase of life, if they have to be super consistent, it just doesn't work for me. And why would I try and make something that's not actually possible right now work just because everyone else says that this is what you must do? And look, I am running a very successful business. I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. doing this rigid morning routine. So that's just one small example of how you can be successful unconventionally as well. Today's episode is inspired by a coaching session that I had with a client a couple of weeks ago. And this is a client who is currently working part-time in her employed field of work, and she's starting a side hustle. So she's not quite started it yet. She's dipped her toe in, but she's like, yes, this is something that I really want to pursue. But her problem is that she doesn't actually believe it's possible, right? So she has quite a lot of mindset work to do, but I guess a lot of the advice out there is to do your mindset work, meditate, work on your confidence, use these tools, and I am totally happy with people doing that. But there's also some super practical things you can do to build up that belief in yourself that's got nothing to do with just sitting in quiet reflection with yourself. So let me go a bit deeper into what my client's limiting belief was. So she wants to go into a field where she believes that it is difficult for women to make money, not just women, anyone in the creative industry to make money. She said to me, I really am interested in making this business work, but is it really something that I could make money out of? Because I've got a family, I'm the breadwinner of the house, and is it really going to be possible for me to replace my work salary, so my employment salary, with what is currently my side hustle in the future? Is it even worth pursuing? And she was kind of almost taking a few steps back. This is so common, isn't it? And you might have experienced this yourself when you kind of like are ready to go all in your business and the first hurdle comes and you start questioning everything from the beginning. Is this even a good idea? Will people even want to buy this? Is it possible to make money out of this? And these are all great questions to ask. I'm not saying to ignore them. The reason your brain comes up with these questions is to protect you, to make sure that you are actually going to do something that will keep you safe, will bring you money, bring you the things that you need in life, food, shelter, ability to care for your loved ones. But just because your brain is asking you these questions doesn't mean you should shut up shop straight away and turn around. It's asking you these questions because it wants you to solve them. Your brain wants you to ease your own mind, to be like, okay, these are potential challenges. How are you then going to solve them? So my very first question back to my client was, okay, you've got this belief that it's difficult to make money in the industry you want to go into. Where did this belief come from? Where did you hear this from? And how do you know that this is true? And she had a little think and she said, you know what? I guess I don't know for a fact that it's true. Maybe it's just stuff that I've heard throughout my life that it's difficult for people in the creative industry to make money. And you've heard all of this stuff before as well, right? You've probably heard, oh, artists, they live a really hard life. They hardly make any money. But in reality, there are some artists that are absolutely killing it out there. And maybe then you'll think, oh, but it's only the lucky few who get there. Again, is that necessarily true? Is it all hearsay? Or have you actually spoken to actual people in that industry to confirm that your belief is correct? So for this client, she had never actually spoken to people in her industry about it. So this is a huge one. Checking your beliefs in a really practical way, not just in your own mind, but going out there and finding people who are in your industry to find out, okay, what have your challenges been? What has been difficult in creating a business within this industry? And also, what have your successes been? What does success look like? What's your biggest revenue month looked like, for example? So these are all questions that I had encouraged my client to ask of people she was now going to look up to speak to. And as we were talking, my client said, actually, I am part of this online Facebook group for this set of people who teach the thing I want to teach. And I know that there's this woman in Texas who is making so much money out of doing this. I'm going to reach out to her and see if she would spare me like 15 minutes just to have a chat, because I really want to know how she made her success. And also, it'd be really nice to get that confirmation from her. So I totally encouraged that. I said, yes, absolutely. But what it kind of reminded me of was that sometimes all you need to do in order to make your dreams seem more possible is to surround yourself with people who are either already succeeding in the thing you want to, or have the same goals as you. So people who are also reaching for the same goals as you are. My client at the time that we spoke lacked this circle, lacked this community of other people who were succeeding in the thing that she wanted to. And because she's working in employment in a completely different field, it felt impossible to her because she doesn't know anybody and she doesn't see anybody succeeding in the creative field. So the thing that I encouraged her to do was to reach out to not just the people who are in the industry she wants to go into, but other creative fields. So anyone working in anything creative and they are, you know, successful at what they do, they've been running their business for a few years, I asked her to connect with some of them, and she could think of quite a few of them off the top of her head who were already in her circle, but she'd just never spoken to them about business before. This is a super practical way to normalize your dreams. When you surround yourself with people who are succeeding in the thing that you want to, it makes it feel normal. It doesn't make it feel like this huge unattainable goal that you have to be one of the lucky few to succeed. You are creating a circle where it is normal to be successful in the thing you want to. I find that with my clients who are starting up a side hustle, who are still in employment, this is a really common problem for them because they are currently still surrounded by other people who are in employment and don't really want to leave. And there's nothing wrong with that, but their goals are to maybe climb that corporate ladder or to succeed in the thing that they do in employment. They don't have these goals and dreams to go out on their own and start a business. So when you are surrounded for 38 hours a week with people who have this goal of staying in employment and succeeding in that, then where is your inspiration coming from to start your side hustle and to be successful at that? You need to really purposefully and intentionally create that community for yourself, or find a community full of people who have the same dreams as you do. It's not only people who are still in employment who find they have this problem. I've spoken to so many people recently who are business owners who realized lately that they were lonely. You might recall a few episodes back when I interviewed my friend Olivia, who is the copywriting expert. She talked at length quite a bit about her discovery of her own loneliness in business. And she'd been in business for years. She always had an entrepreneurial streak, so it's not like it was new to her, but kind of when shit hits the fan and you've got no one to talk to, none of your friends understand your challenges as an entrepreneur, or no one understands your specific sets of challenges, then you feel alone and you feel like having this specific problem is abnormal and that you're not good enough, and if you were better then you wouldn't have this problem. However, every single time when these women join up with others who are in a similar boat to them or have been in the past, they realize that their problem, yeah, it's huge, yeah, it's difficult, but they're not the only ones, and there's such power in finding out that you are not the only one going through this challenge, that it's actually really common. Other people have gone through it before and they came out of it the other end, and here's how they did it. So I guess it's not just about normalizing your dreams, but it's also about normalizing your problems. If in business you're going through something really tough right now, like for the last 3 months, you've not signed on any new clients, that's huge. That's disappointing. That can take a huge hit to your confidence, right? But imagine if you suddenly found out that 5 women in your circle who are successful business owners once went through that exact same dry spell as you. Wouldn't you feel so much more inspired to know that you can do something about it? You can problem solve your way out of this. And if those women went through it and now they're where they are right now, okay, I could do it too. Here's my closing question to you. Are you part of a community? It doesn't have to be an officially run thing by a company. It could just be a couple of people who are friends of yours who are in a similar boat to you. So for most of you who are listening, you'll probably be in a similar boat to me, a mother who is a business owner. Two things that can be quite isolating, two roles that can be quite isolating. Being a new mother, you can often feel like you're alone. You have to spend quite a lot of time at home by yourself with a baby. I guess you're not fully by yourself, but you know what I mean. That can be really isolating. And Maybe you've gone through a problem like, oh God, he's just put this huge piece of carrot in his mouth. Did I cut that up correctly? What do I do if they choke? They're turning blue. What do I do? You might have gone through little freakouts like that, or they've just bumped their head really hard and a huge bump has come up immediately. What do I do? All of these challenges, and they might even be longer term challenges like sleep issues, feeding issues. When you're in those challenges, you feel so alone. You feel like everyone else is doing it better than you, being a better mum than you. Why are you going through this right now? But you find out later on that tons of other mothers go through exactly the same challenges. Tons of other babies have had sleep problems and feeding problems and have bumped their heads and they survived. Same goes with business. It can be so isolating because, especially if you are a solopreneur, or maybe you are the highest one up, so you are the CEO and you have a team, you still don't feel like you can open up about all the challenges to them, right? So I have not made any money for the last 3 months. How am I going to pay my team members? Or I've hired someone in my team and it's not working out. Everyone's really unhappy. What do I do? How do I train them to be better? Do I need to let go of them? How do I do that? When you're within those problems, it feels so lonely. It feels so difficult. It almost feels like you can't breathe. It feels like you don't know what to do. And there's always this air of, if only I was better, I wouldn't go through this, or I don't see other people going through this kind of thing. But again, when you speak to other entrepreneurs, they have been through the exact same thing and they got out of it the other end, and they would be more than happy to share with you their experiences. So yeah, that was my question to you. Are you in some sort of community of people who get your challenges? For me, it is mothers who are entrepreneurs. If you're not a mother, maybe it is other entrepreneurs who are also still in employment. How can I connect with some of those people? So find your people. Find the people who will get you. Find the people who will go through those challenges alongside you, or maybe they've been through them before. And I know that this will bring you so much more confidence. It's like such a practical way to bring confidence to achieving your dreams, so much more than just kind of sitting alone in silence in a room cross-legged with a journal and a pen. Those things are really helpful as well, which I totally encourage you to do, and I do myself. But also on top of that, having that support from other people, that can solve so many of your own mindset issues. It's insane. So if you've not tried it out yet, I definitely encourage it. Reach out to at least 3 people in your network. Maybe you don't know them fully. Maybe they're just people you follow on Instagram or on LinkedIn. Connect with them and see if you can share knowledge, or maybe catch up with them every now and then. Or if you're the type of person who doesn't like regular catch-ups, just every now and then send them a message, ask them how they're going. They'll probably ask you back, and you can share what's been happening in business with each other. If you don't know where to start or who to message, message me. My DMs are always open. I am over at Instagram at TiffanyDawson_. Shoot me a message. If you are not part of any sort of community, whether it's an organized one or just a couple of friends, shoot me a message. I would love to be part of your community. I would also love to find people within my community to connect you with. I look forward to hearing from you, and until next week, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you could help me spread the word that this podcast is here to help other female solopreneurs just like you. Please give this podcast show a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and subscribe if you'd like to see when future episodes come out. If you have any questions about the topic spoken about today, I'm always happy to answer your questions. Come and find me over on Instagram at TiffanyDawson_ and shoot me a DM. I'd love to help. Until next time, take care.